You still have a Christmas tree?
Yeah, we always have a Christmas tree.
Did you put lights on it?
Yeah, we have lights and all kind of decorations on it.
How about on Halloween? What do I do on Halloween?
Well, a lot of us boys used to get together and we'd dress up and we'd get out and walk all over the neighborhood and go to everybody's houses. We'd get all kind of candy and cakes and just apples and whatever. And after we'd done all that, we'd usually get out and shoot firecrackers and stuff.
Did you wipe people's yard or anything like that? Or did you have toilet paper? Enough toilet paper to do it?
Well, we never did the old people's yard. Sometimes we might soak somebody's windows up or something. We didn't have any toilet paper. So, not to do that with, anyhow.
What did y'all do to get in trouble? Did y'all ever get in trouble much?
We'd get in trouble every once in a while. Not too bad. We'd get out and we might go to the neighbor's field and steal a watermelon and get caught. And he'd come out. We'd been to watermelon patches at night and steal, getting watermelons, and a man come out on the porch with a shotgun and start shooting, and we'd all tie out running and laughing, and we'd have to get going.
Did you play any sports?
I played a little bit, not a whole lot. I played baseball a little bit. I played a little bit of football. Played a little basketball. I didn't play a whole lot. I never was real good at any of it.
Did you go to football games?
Oh, yeah, I always went to football games. Well, I went to all the football games I could go to. I really liked to watch it, but I really wasn't big enough to play. And I don't know, I just never was really interested in playing, but I like to watch.
Right now, you're weld. How did you learn how to weld? Did you just go to combustion and learn, or did you know before?
No, I didn't know before. I went to work at combustion, and when I went to work at combustion in 1966, you hired in as just a low-paid skill, and you just worked your way up, and they'd offer you jobs, and if you wanted them, you'd take them, and if you didn't, you'd wait till another job come open. I always wanted to be a welder. The job come open, they asked me if I wanted to be a welder, and I told them yes. So they've got a welding school at combustion, and you'd go there and they'd pay you to learn to weld instead of being in on a job in the shop. They'd just pay you to go to school, and you'd learn how to weld in the welding school, and when you got good, you'd have to take tests, and you had to take all kind of welding tests, and when you done that, you'd go back in the shop and start out as a low-paid welder, and you'd work like that till the people would see that you'd get good at it. Well, they'd give you a raise, and finally you'd get real good. Well, they'd give you top money. And I've been welding for about 25 years, and I'm pretty good at it, I guess. I taught welding for a little while.
Where'd you teach that?
I taught welding class in Ringo, Georgia. I taught for a year. I had some good students, and they learned to weld, and they really enjoyed it.
How about when you were a teacher, how the difference in when you was a student and you respected your teacher? Did they respect you in that way, as far as minding you and doing what you said?
No, kids don't respect anybody anymore. They don't respect anybody or anybody's property or anything. There's a few that come to learn, and they like to learn, but about 90% of them don't have any respect, and they just come there to have somewhere to go. And they've caused all kind of trouble. And you can't discipline kids now like you could when I was going to school. When I was going to school, you had to have respect, or they'd teach you respect. And when you got home, you'd get taught again.
What kind of discipline did you get when you was a kid? What did they do? Just
well, they'd paddle you if you got out of line. They'd paddle you, and they'd make you write 500 sentences or 1,000 sentences, or make you do a book report, or just all kind of discipline. You'd show respect.
Did you have libraries? that you could go to?
Yeah, we had libraries when I was in school. You just got to go to them like once a week or twice a week. You'd get to go to the library and check out books. You just go check out books. Well, that's all you could do, really, go check out books. It's not like it is today. You go and sit in the library and do, you know, work and everything. You just have to go check out a book, and you read your book and have to do a book report on it, and then you take it back and check it in. If you want to, you check out another one.
How about, do you remember any certain books, any big books?
Oh, no, I can't remember. It's been too long.
Okay, tell me about something you did when you was young. You went on trips or whatever that you really remember.
Well, my granddaddy always sold produce and fruits and vegetables and produce and stuff. He always had a produce stand somewhere, a produce store or stand or whatever. One summer, me and my dad went to South Alabama and got a load of watermelons, and it seemed like we was in a ton and a half truck. It was a big truck and had big high sideboards on it. And we went to South Alabama to get a load of watermelons, and we were just driving along, and we found some, and we stopped. And it was at a black man's house, and he had big field of watermelons, and he had some big watermelons. They was huge, and we found them, and we stopped to see about them, and he sold us some. We went to the field and got them and brought them back, and we loaded them on the truck, and it seemed like we'd give a dime a piece for all the watermelons, and they was real big. And we got so many on the truck that when we got started back home, we got, I don't know, a few miles up the road, and it blew out a tire. I think we got somebody out and got the tire changed and headed on up the road and got up the road a few more miles and blew out another tire. And we didn't have a spare. We done used the only spare we had, so my daddy had to call my granddaddy, and my granddaddy had to go and hunt some tires and bring to us. And it was a long ways. It was a long way from home, 300 or 400 miles. And my granddaddy finally found some tires, and he brought them to us, and they put them on the truck, and we got started again. And I reckon we made it home that time, but it took us 2 or 3 days. We had to stay over waiting on my granddaddy to find the tires and bring them to us. And the trip lasted a lot longer than it was supposed to, and it cost a whole lot more money than it should have. Busted all the tires, my granddaddy could make some good money off watermelons, but as it was, it seemed like it cost him a whole lot. I don't know, that's a pretty good trip. We was gone almost a week.
That was a long way to go, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a long way to go. It really was, especially in a big truck like that back then. Seemed like it was a 50-something model truck.
Did you travel on back roads, or did they have a main road?
No, they had a main road. It was... But it's still a main road now, but it's not like being on a freeway or anything. It was like a two-lane highway, but it was a main road. It went all the way from, you know, the top of Alabama to the bottom of Alabama.
Okay, my closing question is, I want you to tell the main difference in how you lived back then and you live today, what you remember the most.
Well, we lived on a farm, like I said. We lived on a farm, and everybody was neighbors, and everybody knew each other, and I don't know, you could seem like you could go to bed at night and leave your doors open and your windows open, and nobody bothered you, nobody bothered anybody else's stuff. People had respect for other people's stuff back then, and it's not like that now. You have to, seem like you have to lock your doors when you go to sleep at night, and you have to lock your doors if you leave to go to town, or if you go to the neighbor's house, you have to lock your door. If you don't, somebody will break in and steal everything you got. I've had it happen to me before.
Well, okay, thanks a lot.